Hello and welcome everyone to the Great Womb Awakening, where women across the globe are waking up to the undeniable truth that the female body is the most powerful shamanic tool on the planet. Every woman can utilize the energies of change and expansion present at this time to ground a new vision that can serve the next seven generations and beyond. Women can harness this unprecedented power that lies within their female bodies and unleash that power to create global change at a level never before seen on this planet. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and today we're here with my dear friend, teacher, and mentor, Dionne Ruff Sloan. Dionne is a priestess, creation coach, and elemental forces of creation oracle reader. She uses her gifts and wisdom to engage your clients' creativity, spirituality, and productivity to live their best life. For the past 4 years, she's co-created women's circle group experiences through the Alchemical Creation Priestess process online and as a contributing facilitator at the Global Goddess Gathering. So today is Dionne is here to talk to us about consciously crafting your life with creation journaling. Welcome, Dionne. So happy to have you on the call.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate being with you.
So let's just dive in. And I would love to hear a little bit, number one, about the whole beginning of your spiritual journey, how your womb awakened, and then how you got started with creation journaling, and what is that anyway?
Sure. So I think my story is pretty similar to a lot of people in that, you know, I came from a Catholic background, and I was fortunate enough that I was in a Mexican American community where there was very heavily honoring of the Great Mother in this in the guise of the Virgin Mary. And when I became an adult and moved away, I just assumed that all Catholics did that. And so I was definitely in a place where I did not realize what I had until it was gone. Mm-hmm. And that began my journey of, okay, what is going on? What am I missing? Why does this spirit feel dead? And that led me to discovering the Great Mother, which of course led to me connecting back into the sacredness of the womb mysteries and working with the ebb and flow of my own cyclical nature as a female-bodied person. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, way led on to way until years and years later, I discovered the priestess process and worked very extensively with Lisa Michaels. And Lisa Michaels is actually who kind of coined the term creation journaling. Mm-hmm. And that really resonated with me because I am very, very creative. I'm always creating something. Mm-hmm. And I know as women, we always are creating something. As human beings, we're always creating something. Mm-hmm. But I use that in very specifically in knitting and sewing and ceramics and all of these other things. And because those were part of kind of my own spiritual awakening, I saw, once I got to the teachings of natural rhythm, saw the elements of creation and how all of these things that I was creating, the knitting, the crocheting, the meals, the home every time we moved because my husband was military, how all of that was really me connecting with the elements. And so creation journaling was kind of the next step for me because using that tool allows me to really consciously create from jump, where, you know, I'm connected with spirit and I am working with the spirit of whatever it is, the oversoul of whatever it is I'm creating to mm-hmm. bring it forth. Mm-hmm.
So can you explain a little bit about the details, like what is creation journaling? What do you do? What's the process?
Yeah, sure. The whole process is very simple. Taking a blank notebook, and this is, you know, whatever tools that you have at hand really are useful, because, you know, I've used computer paper and then stapled it in my journal later. I've just whatever is at hand, the back of an envelope really will work as well. So you just need a writing surface and a writing utensil, and in the center, it's like, I liken it to mind mapping, if anybody has ever experienced that, where you put a concept or something that you're working on in the center, and then you kind of spiral or use the spokes to kind of spoke out what it is that you are, what it is that you're connecting with. So in the case of creation journaling, if I were to put whatever it is that I am creating in the center, maybe just the words or maybe a picture or any kind of icon that represents the energy or the spirit of what it is I'm creating. And then I can, from there, I can have a dialogue on it. And this is what I like to bring in the elemental forces of creation, because as I am connecting with the spirit of what it is I'm creating, then I can ask, okay, what is it that I need to work with in the physical in order to bring you into form? What is it that I need to be working on the emotional level to help bring you into form? What is it that needs to go on in my mind? Or do I need to bring more of the things that are in my mind down into the earth on paper, get a to-do list broken down into the step-by-step processes that I need to bring in? Mm-hmm. What actions do I need to take? And how can I elevate my spirit and your spirit? And in this, I'm talking to my creation. Just as I'm having a conversation with you right now, I am asking my creation what it needs, and noticing what I need so that we can co-create in alignment with spirit to have it come forth into the world.
Wow.
Very, very simple process, but very complex when you really start to use it and utilize it to its fullest potential.
So how's it different from other types of just journaling?
So I don't think I've ever seen anybody talk about really journaling with your creations, because at some point in time, as I am connecting with this spirit, I might be guided to write a love letter to this thing that only I can see, just as if it's a baby gestating in my womb. Nobody else can see this creation, but I am holding this vision of what it is that I want it to be, how it is that I want it to move forth. And of course, it's going to inform me. It's going to tell me through my body what it is it needs in order to be birthed. Mm-hmm. So in that, I think that's the biggest difference in between any other kind of journaling, where I am not necessarily trying to sort through or sift through or really understand any of emotions. I'm really just being the sorceress of this creation that I am holding until it is time for it to be pushed forth into the world. And every little thing that I do that moves it closer and closer to being born helps to inform the way that things move, the way that it is shaped. All of the material that I take in goes into that creation. All of the material that I write down in my creation journal goes into that creation. What I've also found is that it's fascinating that there are some things that I write down that I have no idea what it's going to look like and how it's going to shape, that after my creation it has come into fruition, I will go back sometimes and look at my creation journal and go, oh, that's what that meant. Okay, I didn't need to know it consciously until my creation was born. So it gives me a lot of good information after the fact as well.
Wow. Do you ever pull in like pictures? I mean, do you get real creative, or do you mostly just write and journal?
I get really, really creative. I love using doodles and icons, because I feel as though some of the simplest drawings were cave drawings and they represented something. And so I feel like we can get locked into a meaning of a word really, really, especially if we have a emotional charge to a certain word. That's why I prefer to use icons, and I'm not really big on keeping magazines around and things so that I can pull out for to make collages, because I feel like that also pulls me away from the creation energy. So right. I really like to use doodles, and I have a daily doodle practice, so I can keep those icons in my consciousness. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they mean. I don't know if I'll ever use them. So I have a separate journal that I will just pull that journal out, and I might pick a word and just draw it with as simplistically as I can. It's not about making art, and it's not for anyone else. It's mm-hmm. just for me. So as long as I know what that is supposed to mean for me, or that's supposed to represent for me, then that doodle works. So it's not about art. And I want to stress that again, it is really not about art. It is not about showing your work or getting mm-hmm. it perfectly. It's about what is perfect for you. So if a star icon doesn't necessarily represent a star or the celestial, maybe it represents it a point on the map, or maybe it represents X marks the spot and you're able to draw a star. Maybe you represent the star and mm-hmm. you put a star that represents you all over. Mm-hmm. That's how I use the icon. So mm-hmm. getting really, really creative. I know some people have shut that off because they have been told, oh, you're doing art. Well, don't quit your day job. You know, that kind of, mm-hmm. if it's not marketable, then it's not of value. So mm-hmm. don't do it. Mm-hmm. That's really an important thing to remember, that this is not for anyone else. It is for you. It is mm-hmm. for your consciousness, for your creations.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like, as you speak, it sounds like the doodling and the, you know, using the, just it lets your mind relax so you can tap in to the right side of the brain and really let the creative energy flow in that way. Is that the accurate? And then do you find that after you've done that and you go back, like the symbols may even take on a different meaning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's when I pull in my other journal, and I might make some notes in there to say, okay, I looked at a creation journal, and I number my creation journal pages. So that way, if I'm going to back to refer to it, then I can say in my process journal, I'm like, hey, tonight I was looking at creation journal, and I usually use shorthand CJ page, whatever. Mm-hmm. And this symbol that I wrote, I think I meant this, 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 and this, but it now means this, 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 and this to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just so I can have a written record of going back. And again, going back and looking at the things again, sometimes I'll put a word there, and then I'm like, oh, that does not mean that, and I'll scratch it out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, it's just for me. It's not for hanging up in an art gallery. It's just for me to be able to tap into my creation.
How have you seen like a shift in your ability to manifest and get things out into the physical since you started doing creation journaling?
I definitely have. I notice a difference. And it, again, this is one of those places where I didn't know where it was until I had lost it. You know, I had been doing creation journaling, and then for a while I stopped because I don't know. I got it into my head that it needed to look a different way. Mm-hmm. And so as I was doing other things, I had really stopped creation journaling, and I noticed that I was really challenged to get things into form. Like my thoughts were scattered. I didn't have the juice and the mm-hmm. aliveness. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to me because I've always been creative. I've never had a problem being creative. You know, creativity has always, always, always been a thing for me. And so when I stopped doing creation journaling, it just was very strange to me that I would have done that. You know, it was like, what was I going through? Who hurt me that I stopped?
Right.
What was going on with me that I got it into my head that this was not a valid duel because of the way okay. So I had to get to the point where I was like forgiving myself, letting it go that I didn't, that I wasn't doing it. And I broke through that by actually getting great big, you know, the not post-it notes, but you know, the flip chart kind of size, like paper, and putting a, you know, doodling a picture of myself in the center and giving myself permission to take up that space, doing a creation journaling page on all of the reasons why I wasn't creation journaling on this great paper, and writing all of that down, and then giving my, you know, giving myself counter arguments for all of the stuff that was blocking me from getting into my creation journal. Wow. And that ended up being a very powerful ritual, because then, since I had it on big paper, not in, you know, enclosed in a journal, I was able to take that and rip it up and burn it and let release all of that in a beautiful little ceremony for myself.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. So have you noticed that creation journaling has supported your growth as a person?
Absolutely.
How does it do that?
So one of the ways that I like to use it is another technique that Lisa Michaels taught us with, the thread integration technique. Mm. And that is definitely a creation journaling piece. And so you put in an image of yourself in the center, and you write all of the things that you have spun out. Well, sometimes when you're doing all of these classes, because I'm a lifelong learner and I love reading these, you know, love reading all these books about women's spirituality and wanting to try all of the exercises, of course, and all of the books and all of the exercises that I'm doing in all of these classes. And so being able to draw an image of myself in the center, and then whatever the concepts are that I'm working with, draw them kind of spun out, and then pulling them in, physically trying to feel where they are located in my body, pulling those threads in, and then moving my body around to allow that to integrate, and then going on to whatever is the next thing that I've written down and pull that energy in, and whatever is the next thing to pull that energy in. And that I love doing that. That's one of my favorite, like, quick and dirty, like, you know, okay, I've got all these things going on, let me draw a quick little picture, here's what's going on, let me pull it all in, all right, we're ready to go.
Wow. So do you find that, because my next question was going to be, and I want you to talk into the ways that people can get started with this, but when a busy mom, maybe that has a job, hears this, it sounds wonderful, but it sounds time consuming. What would you say to her?
I would say, while you have 5 minutes. This can take 5 minutes. Perfect. And I've been that busy mom, because I've homeschooled my son. Mm-hmm. My daughter is a lot older than my son. My kids are 12 years apart, so her needs were definitely different than my son, who was at the time five when I was learning how to do all of this. Mm-hmm. And there were times when I was cooking dinner and had a piece of paper and wrote down, wrote my name, because at that time I was not doodling, just wrote my name on a piece of paper and wrote all of the things that I had spun out and brought them in, and then went and stirred up the spaghetti sauce or put garlic bread in, or whatever it is that I'm doing. Okay, let me stand here. I have 5 minutes while I'm putting the laundry in to really just take a breath. So I had paper all over the place.
Right? Yeah.
You know, but whatever works. However, that was very important to me, to keep my spirit juicy. Mm-hmm. So if I had notebooks all over the place, that was okay with me, because it was more important to me to keep my spirit juicy, because I didn't want my children to have a dried out, brittle, bitter old mom. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to have a juicy, alive, and to have that example of a juicy, alive, vibrant woman, no matter what my age. Now, my kids are much older now, so of course the time constraints are not nearly as challenging. However, living in Atlanta with the traffic, sometimes they are.
Right.
So sometimes it is me grabbing my journal and putting it in my bag, and while I'm getting the oil changed, doing my doodling, or while I'm waiting, while they're taking a class, Mm-hmm. I'm not socializing with the moms. I'm taking that five, okay, you go into class, I'm going to sit here in the car for 5 minutes, and I'm going to do a quick little drawing and connect with what it is that I am creating.
Perfect.
The kind of life that I'm creating. Tune into my womb space and notice what is coming up for me in that time. So we find the time and we can create time for those things that are really, really super important to us. And if staying juicy and connected to our womb is important to us, then we can find the ways to do it and make it doable. Make it doable. It doesn't have to be, you know, going off on a long weekend.
Right. Although those are nice sometimes.
Those are wonderful. And how do we do it practically?
Right.
Sometimes it's me brushing my teeth and I have a little notebook there. Okay, brush my teeth. Let me
put
a little draw. Make it easy. Make it easy. Make it easy.
So what are three simple ways people can get started with creation journaling? How would you start?
Three simple ways. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, grab a seat.
I love it. Love it.
You can even get started creation journaling while you are sitting here listening to this interview. If anything has sparked you during any of these interviews with all of this great content, write it down. Just write your name in the center. You don't even have to doodle. Just write your name in the center and write down what spoke with to you, the one or two things that you want to take away from each of these. And then you have it, you can leave it open so that way when you pass by it, you can look at one of the things that you wrote and be like, oh, okay, that's what I'm going to connect with today. Or this is what I'm going to connect with today. Make it easy. That's an easy way to really go ahead and get started immediately.
Wow. So I also see here that you are a coach and an oracle reader. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you do and how someone would begin to work with you if they wanted to?
Certainly. So I am a natural rhythms creation coach and an elemental forces of creation oracle reader. And what that means is I, again, help you get really specifically clear on your creation. And sometimes we just need an outside pair of eyes to help us hold the vision and see what it is that we need to see. And that's what I do. With the elemental forces of creation, I connect with with all of the elements to help support you and move you through any of the stuck, stale energy so that you can get some freshness and aliveness around what it is that you're creating. Mm-hmm. And if they want to connect with me and work with me and find out even more information about the process of coaching or oracle reading, they would just go to my website, goddessteahouse.com.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so it looks like your free gift is going to be a creation journaling masterclass. That sounds
absolutely
really juicy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I did a masterclass talking about using how you can use creation journaling with your clients if you happen to be a mompreneur as well. But the way that I taught is absolutely applicable to anyone. If all it is that you're doing is creating more space in your life for living your best life. Perhaps you want to travel or you want to, there's certain way things that you want to experience in your life. These techniques will work for you as well, which is why I am giving this gift. So it's an hour-long class. I know that's a long time commitment, but the way that it is broken up, it makes it very easily accessible. So maybe you take it in 15-minute increments. You have access to it for the lifetime. And then there's also, once you sign up through the link, there are also three other videos as well. So there's the hour-long video, and then I've broken down a few other little tips, the bite-sized pieces. For example, the thread integration technique is a separate video. So maybe that's where you start, but it's all accessible to you.
Beautiful, beautiful. That sounds so exciting. I love the way that you've taken this topic and you've pulled it into really practical. I mean, this is hardcore nuts and bolts. This is how you do it. Do you, in your opinion, and I think I know the answer to this, but so could someone use this tool not only for themselves, but maybe to create something on a global level, like a global shift?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a big believer in getting things down onto paper and really, because it just makes it easier to see. Sometimes our, you know, we've got social media, we've got music, we've got, you know, movies and entertainment and all of these other things at us constantly throwing. And then we've got our own thoughts, you know, moving, telling, sending all of that information all over our body to take care of all of the systems that we don't have to really think about, but our brain is doing them for us. So we get into a place where we just get into information fatigue. And so having them written down, having them grounded into kind of an earthly space really gives us frees up the mind to be able to find the solutions for the things that we have on paper. And so you absolutely can use this. You can use this working in a team as well. Like, what is the vision that we are collectively holding to make this move, to help us to move forward?
Yeah, that's powerful. So very simple tool that has a variety of uses. This is awesome. So we've got many, 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 many women on this call watching. Is there any last final message that you would like to share with them as they all begin to think about this topic of waking up their own wombs and connecting with their creative energy?
I think the most important thing I want them to come away with is to remember, and I'm going to talk directly to them. Darling heart, remember, you came from magic, so therefore you are magic. You have all of the tools, all of the space, all of the everything that you need in order to make your best life into what it is that you want it to be. Believe it, believe it, believe it. You are magical.
Thank you, Dion. This has been so delightful. I love the practicalness of this tool, and I'm really excited for everyone to listen and then jump on your free gift and jump on your website and see what more they can learn and create. Thanks for being with us today. It's been a joy.